radio on your stereo. Don't compare us to anything, this a different scenario. We break records while we pushing the culture forward. Great music and big vibes right in that order. Intellectually petty radio on your stereo. Don't compare us to anything, this a different scenario. We break records while we pushing the culture forward. Great music and big vibes right in that order.
And you are now tuned into another episode of Intellectually Petty Radio, brought to you by M3S3 Clothing. Men make moves and suckers stand still. And as always, on the mighty, mighty, mighty Nerve DJs Radio Network. Oh, and I'm so sorry, Tanya. You hidden behind our logos. So when you say something, I'm going to move you over. So I do apologize. Y'all already know, man. We only rock with legends over here. And today is the show of the millennium. Some new shit that I have never done in the history of me breathing. I've got five individuals plus myself who make up Murray. Well, I don't make up Murray Productions, but we got Murray Productions in the building. And they came in deep. How y'all doing?
We great.
Yeah. That's how we roll.
Man, I see. I'm a little scared, you know. I go hide a little bit and cry in the closet.
Might be 100 of us tomorrow.
Oh, Lord. And I'm not even sure how many people I can actually get on here, but I know it's more than this. I've just never done that before. Okay, so, Charles, you want to introduce everybody?
Well, let me start with Brandy since he just came in. Brandy Archie, she is the AD, one of the best ADs I've ever seen. Mr. Shayla Williamson, she is wardrobe and everything else behind the scenes. Brandy is also the administrative director. Following the Shayla, Latanya Underwood, she is the script supervisor and script director. So all the scripts and everything that you see on TV got to come through her. And last but not least, we got Lisa Turner, who is the assistant administrative director and now the second AC. So we make up Murray Productions.
Yo, I'm not sure what an AC is. What's that?
Assistant camera.
Okay. All right. And do me a favor. Move your I can see like half your face there, Charles. Everybody else is good. And Tanya, I fixed it a little bit so we can now actually see you. And everybody's name is available. So, you know, I'm just trying some new camera shit over here. Y'all making me work. You generally have to work. Okay. All right. So, who was that commented, OJ, on Instagram? And he said, Charles, you got a story of faith and perseverance. Where does your story start?
Well, faith and perseverance. I've personally been through a whole lot of things in my life that I'm grateful that the Lord didn't let me fall to or stay stuck in too long. And as we build what we're doing, I kind of use the things, the hardships, the hard times to fuel my passion. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I don't want to let the hardships hold us down, but use it as gas to move the vehicle, if okay. That makes sense.
Okay. So did I see a picture from the joint?
From where?
From the joint. Locked up.
Locked up? Who was locked up?
Was that you? Or was that a movie?
No, yeah, that was me. I did 10 years in prison. I went to prison my first time at 15 years old. I came home, did 5 to 10. And then I came back home and I went back to prison at 26. So I came home at 29 and I've been home ever since.
You're getting cut off again, bro.
Yeah. I don't know what you're doing, but yeah, we can't see above your eyes. That's perfect. Yo, that's a long ass time in the joint. Okay, so when you got out the last time, what made you say, I want to make movies?
Well, when I got out last time, my auntie Simply Chanel, shout out to my auntie. She's a comedian that's been all around the world. I got into real estate, and I got into producing comedy shows. So I used to throw local comedy shows in Detroit. And as time went on, I got with a guy who said, "Hey, you want to make a movie with me?" And then I thought about it. So I say, "Yeah, I do want to make a movie." And that was my first ever movie, and that is The Worst Weekend Ever in 2019. So I got into it with a guy named Kwesi Ware. Mm-hmm. And his brother, I really met him because his brother was my right hand man in prison.
Okay. And so how did you get from that to meeting these people? And first off, it's fucking dope that you got a bunch of sisters up here. I just think that's just amazing. I am a super fan of the black woman. But how did you get from that first movie to meeting these queens?
Well, I believe that a person has to take the time to learn through the process. Because if you don't learn what God's taking you through, you'll keep falling to the same thing. So with my first movie, I had a partner who didn't want to do anything. And when he talked to me, he made it seem like, yeah, we about to do this, but he didn't spend $10 or sell 10 tickets. I ended up spending a lot of money. But I loved what I did. I loved it. So I ended up meeting somebody else. My next partner, which is Michael Matthews, I met him. And that's when I met a few ladies on here, Latanya, DeShayla, Lisa. Lisa was there as well. So and we made a movie together called Fake Friends. And that movie ended up being everything that I worked hard for. But I was kind of in the same position because I ended up spending 90% of the money again. But now I learned a lot along the way, and I learned a lot from my first one because it gave me a lot of experience. It gave me a lot of experience of what not to do. So when I came to Fake Friends and met these ladies, I knew a lot of things of what not to do, and I actually met them about to do a play, and the play didn't go through. And then we sat down and we did Fake Friends, and it turned out to be a great success. And Brandy came along one of the auditions, and then I ended up meeting her. So shortly after that, of course, problems happened between partners at times. So we had problems to which people went their own way, him and I. Mm-hmm. And the way he went and the way I went, people had a choice. And now I guess you see the beautiful ladies right here with me. So Chuck loves the ladies. But no, I love them all individually, man. We built a great bond because we've been doing Fake Friends. We was together 3-4 years. We built a wonderful bond. And I came in as a producer, so I came in as an owner as well. So they was all very respectful, and we all had our own relationship together as friendship, each one. And so when it was time to split and they chose who they chose to go with, I mean, our bond only grew greater. And then after that, we did two more movies, and two and a half, actually. But we did two and a half more movies together on our own. So, and that let me know after the big breakup we did, after Fake Friends, we did Confessions. And once we completed Confessions, that let me know as a producer and as a person that God is all we need. And the Lord don't make no mistakes. Because I thought it would be harder than it was, but the Lord is still in me and in us working collectively towards the same goal, that we can still accomplish the desires of our heart together. And whoever was on a partner with us, it could have been anybody, but the Lord still allowed us to make it and push through. And I'm just thankful for that, and the ladies around too.
Okay, so DeShayla, give me a brief synopsis of what you do on set.
Well, on set, I make sure everybody got on the right clothing. From clothes to wigs to jewelry. If they gotta wear it, I'll make sure they got the right thing on in each set. Just keep everybody together.
So if my man, and once it's the same scene, but y'all shoot it on two different days, and he happens to have on a suit in the beginning of the scene and a jogging suit in the end of the scene, that's your fault.
You can say that.
You said it right.
All right, so Lisa, let me ask you this: at what point did you trust Charles's decision making as far as filmmaking?
It took me a lot. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just playing.
It's all good. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. I'm a big boy.
I know. It actually didn't take long because I watched him even with fake friends. And then even with what we went through as far as the separation from the different production companies, and as when he told his story of where he came from, what he's doing, and, you know, gave his life to Christ. And when you give your life to Christ, you look differently. You move differently. And so I watched him on the set. I watched him with different people. Because, you know, when you're dealing with a movie, you're dealing with different personalities and things like that. And it wasn't no boast about, yeah, I'm spending this, I'm spending that, and I'm doing this, so you're going to do this. It wasn't none of that. You know what I'm saying? It was, you know, and most people don't even know, you know, that he spent that kind of money. They just know we're doing a movie. People just want to be in a movie, to be seen. And just his personality, just the way he came at us, you know what I'm saying? And it's like we all fit, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, we was meant to be here. We was meant to be together. We was meant to do this, and we're doing it. And it's showing. We're not just saying it. We showing it. You know, action is shown in our movies. You know, people watch it. People came in our premieres, all that good stuff. So it was just early on. I just knew. It's just something that I just knew that I wanted to do, and I wanted to, you know what I'm saying, go further with him.
Okay. And Tanya, same question I asked to Shayla. On set, what's your responsibility?
Well, I'm kind of responsible for making sure the set runs smoothly, making sure people are in place, making sure they know they're blocking, making sure they come prepared, and then making sure of continuity on set while filming. If they miss a line, cueing lines. So really a big responsibility of making sure everything runs set smoothly on set.
How big of a job? I mean, how often do you have to correct people for missing lines?
I'm sorry.
We have perfect actors. We have perfect
actors. Yeah, okay.
All our actors are perfect. No, but, you know, from time to time, when they're not prepared, you know, we'll have to throw a line or two out there. But for the most part, they take it seriously. They come on set prepared and ready to go. And, you know, because time is money. So we preach that all the time. You know, don't waste the money that's being spent on putting this project together. So come prepared on set, you know. So not too often, you know, do I have to cue people. We love people that come professional and ready to do what they say they love doing. So if they love doing this, then they'll come prepared.
Okay. Brandy, how are you? Did I hear him say that you were trying out for a movie originally?
Yes, I was. A good friend of mine, Victoria, she invited me to the premiere for Fake Friends. That was before we did the final cut. So we did have some editing and some new scenes to add after, but I came to the premiere, I auditioned, and I became part of the Murray Production family.
Really? So did you get the part?
Well, I did end up having a part in the movie, but I didn't audition for a specific part.
Okay.
And it actually turned out to be more than what I intended. I just wanted to act, and I had no idea I would enjoy being on the back court as much as I did. You know, I get to tell people what to do sometimes, you know, so.
Okay, so.
They ain't good at it.
When the split came, why him and not the other guy?
The main thing,
I'm sorry to cut you off.
Long story short, actions speak louder than words. Simple.
That part.
And also the bond and the connection that we had built as we were working, because right out the gate, you know, they said, hey, who wants to work on the backcourt? Who wants to learn this? Who wants? And I raised my hand. So I learned and I absorbed everything that I, you know, was being taught, and I continue to do that. And the bond that I built with the team and with Charles, it really, you know, that was enough for me to say, you know, Murray Productions, we gonna do this. So,
you know, go ahead.
Oh, I think I cut somebody off.
Tanya, are you driving somewhere?
Well, to answer your question, both questions, yes, I am. And secondly, when the split came, it was more of the other person was breaking ties and moving to another location. So wasn't much to be done with that person anyway. And we had, like Brandy said, created so many ties and strong connections. We were like a family, and it's hard to just break up a family, you know. So we decided to move forward together as a family.
And I don't know what you got going on in the background, but there is some weird noise. So I'm sorry, when you hear your part, if you hear womp, 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 that was not me.
That's called Detroit Roads.
Oh, just trash. So is everybody here from Detroit?
Yeah.
No. Some people, you know, feel they're supposed to live somewhere else.
I'm sorry. You know, man, I'm just gonna ask you about your favorite Coney. Ask everybody from the city. I'm an L. George's man myself. Pause. No Diddy.
Oh yeah.
Coney time. Seven and Hayes. You know.
Oh, you on the east side?
Yeah,
oh,
east side.
I'm sorry. It's okay. It gets better.
You go further east, deep east side. You know.
Oh, I don't do that. I don't go that far. No, I'm just messing with y'all. My peoples grew up on Chalmers for decades, so I was always on the east side. You know what I did notice? Like the better companies, the better movies, it usually is a family-based situation. And not that everybody is related, but it's the same, you know, the same directors, the same producers, the same, you know, music supervisor. And they develop a chemistry on how to work with each other without necessarily working, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. A lot of sense.
Charles, who have you seen where you like, okay, I like what they're doing over there. There's some things I can take from that movement and add to what we're doing over here.
Hmm. 50 Cent. Tyler Perry.
What about Tyler Perry? I'm just curious.
Well, it's something about those two stories that relate to me so much. Again, like I said, me going to prison at 15, my mom and dad had having me. So I lived in the streets. I lived in different drug houses. I used to open the door for $30. I used to, you know, hold the sack when they went to the bars. I used to, and that's just how I grew. And now that the Lord brought me so far, when I see other people doing it that came through from their own situations, like 50 to have his own situation, shot 9 times. Mama, dad being in the streets. Tyler Perry being hungry, had to eat 2 packs of cookies just with a dollar. But look what God brought them today. So we're the type of people that, man, I applaud that. You know, we don't hate. So, man, I love to see people prosper and overcome, because a lot of times you think that the person who was there first think their children are going to be the one who's going to carry it further than them or be better than them. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times the hard work and the grind come from the people who started in the back.
Yeah.
A lot of times people who started behind, you know, well, they'll outwork you and surprise you, because I believe that hard work can outbeat talent any day.
Oh, that's a fact.
Yeah. So long as we keep working hard and we keep learning, because the lady, like just for now, like look now, the ladies you see right now, the set can't run without one of them. Every person that you see is very important, and they're important in their own way. And that's what I love about them and our team, is that we all understand that. Lisa touched on it. DeShayla said something about it. That they all said we're family. But to all, we can hang out together. We go out of town together. We go on trips together. We go out and eat together. We laugh together. We have a cocktail together. So it's cool to do that. Mm-hmm. But when it's time to when it's shooting day and we say action, it's a chain of command, and we all respect each other. Mm-hmm. I respect the wardrobe because it's needed. It's needed. That's very important, and she takes that very seriously. When it comes to script and continuity, Lisa and Tanya take that very, very seriously. Tanya is on them. She trains them to do the blocking correctly. She, like you said, give them lines. She's giving them a pass on here, but she works with people. She works with people. And I'm serious. And then Brandy. Brandy is all around as the AD. She's all over the place. Mm-hmm. She's never one place 5 minutes.
Right.
She's always somewhere else. And then even for myself, you can find me sweeping the floor or mopping the floor somewhere, doing whatever it takes to get the job done. And we work together like that. And then we respect each other. We work days together. Feet hurt, everything. We tired, but we all here for the same purpose. And that's to do better than we did before.
Where's the Charles Murray movie, though?
It's coming. I've been touching on it. I've been blueprint. It's going to come. It's going to come when we get a little further. When we get a little further, then they want to know where we came from, what we are. Then I'm gonna show them.
I don't know, bro, because so far, what I heard of your story, I don't know why you waiting. I've heard people have parts of your story, but damn, bro, like, I've... Shit, like, you've been through some stuff.
You got a 15-year-old child?
Who, me?
Yeah, you or a grandchild?
Oh, well, actually, yeah, shit, well, no, she will be 15 this year, actually.
Now 14. Now imagine her going to Frank Murphy Hall of Justice on her way to prison.
Oh no, we're not having that, bro.
That was me.
Yeah.
When I looked behind me, wasn't no mama, wasn't no nobody. It was just me.
Yeah. See, that's the horrible part. You didn't have a village.
No, it wasn't no commissary. Mm-hmm. Wasn't nothing to eat. They used to jump on me, all type of stuff. I was alone.
Yeah, my kids and grandkids got a village beyond villages. Ain't none of that shit.
But look at this screen. I got a village now.
We don't play when it comes to him.
That's what it's about right there. Who decides what script y'all gonna use?
It's not a decision maker on it. I mean, of course, it's me, but it comes to the budget. Because some scripts, the budget needs to be bigger, or if you work whatever the budget may be, if you can work two out of that. So basically, I try to do what's best for us, and if we could, the most that we can get the quality. So it just depends on it. The budget depends on everything.
Okay, ladies, this is a question for y'all, and Charles, you can answer too. But let's say I give you the budget. Is there a particular story that each one of y'all would love to make as a movie?
Who are you starting with?
I'll start with Lisa. and that was just random, you know. Sorry, Lisa.
I mean, I got a story. You know, people, they see you face value, but they really don't know what you've been through. Mm-hmm. Because you don't really, it's like, I don't really have to say anything. It's just something that I know, you know what I'm saying? And every now and then I'm here, I'm thinking about what God has brought me through and like, should I really be here right now? Or should I really be in this situation? You know what I'm saying? I got my story to tell. So I could make a book. I can do a book or a movie about me.
Okay, I'm not mad at that. Right. You should.
That's right.
Yeah, like don't sell yourself short. Okay, yeah. DeShayla, what you got?
I guess I would lean towards something that's dear to me is breaking generational curses.
Ooh wee!
So that's what mine would be about.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Somebody said, "Go, mommy."
And big letters. That's my daughter.
Whose daughter is it? Brandy? That's your daughter.
That's my daughter.
Shout out to you, Brandy's daughter.
She was in Confessions too. She a little actress.
Okay, that's what's up. All right. Well, since you just decided to speak up, let's go ahead and give it to you. What movie would you make?
You know what? I'm not quite sure. I never really thought of myself as much of a writer, but I actually would find it interesting to make a story that kind of meshes all of our stories together. You know, you have those movies where you have a group of people or, you know, where they have their own timeline of stories. I think that would be something nice to do. But I'm a big fan of comedy. So, you know, we can make something funny.
I love comedy. Okay, Tanya, and I just really want to be nosy. Where the hell are you driving to? You've been gone for a long time. Hey, you got us muted, Tanya. We can't hear you.
Okay. Well, I am a writer, and I have a couple of scripts that are ready to go, and so. Yeah, I'm very spiritual based, so a lot of things that I write kind of comes from that place of where the Lord has brought me from, you know. So, yeah, I'm ready to go. So my things would be very spiritually provoked that would have you really thinking about your life and your connection with God. And the choices you make in life. So
you know,
that's kind of the place I would be coming from.
Jesus Coming Back, a movie about him coming back and being like a real person to an extent, and not like I can't remember that it was some comedy. Not like that, but like just a really, you know, kind of more introspective of where mankind is. And how we got here, and how disappointed he is in us, because we are fucked up at this point.
Baby,
mankind is just trash right now.
And that's kind of where I come from. Like, really, people, we really need to think about the choices we make, because you know this is not our home. And if you desire to go to, you know, your native place where you know you're called to be, then you need to make some changes in life for real.
Come on.
Okay, and I asked this question before. And I'm sorry, Charles. I don't want to let you dominate the interview when I got all these questions up here. But, okay, so God sits next to you in the park bench and says, you can ask me a question. Do you? And if so, what's the question?
Wow.
I know that's some deep shit, ain't it?
Yeah.
I asked somebody that last year and it just stuck with me. Like, man, I be saying some shit. I'm just messing with y'all. But that question was, I had to think about that myself. And I didn't know if I really necessarily, you know, on the surface, I had like silly questions. Where's Tupac? You know, but when you really think about it, like if you get one question, I don't want to waste it on Tupac. Respectfully, I love Tupac.
Right.
You know,
I was sitting next to God, I wouldn't ask a question. It's just being in his presence is enough for me.
Oh, I got a question. Yeah. Why slavery?
Ooh.
I need to know. You know, like why did you allow that? And I'm sure there's some, you know, he got a reason for it. But if I do get the opportunity to ask him one question, my mother was a phenomenal woman. I know why he took her. She's a great angel. I get it. So I'm not going to ask about that. And I'm going to see my mama at some point, you know, unless I really start screwing up badly. You know, and I don't plan on doing that much, but I'm old. You know, I ain't, you know. So. But, okay, you know what? And Charles, I'm curious, what would you ask?
Yeah, that's, you know what? I think I would just want a hug.
Know why, bro, because he's been hugging you your whole life.
I want to hug him and just tell him thank you. Yeah. How great.
Listen, that's right there.
He hugged you out the womb. Your mama died having you. He carried you.
Yeah.
You know, like that.
Amen.
I feel you on that.
10,000 tongues still could
say. Hey, listen. 10,000 hands.
Okay. We didn't turn it to a church service. Okay, so how many, and I'm sorry, who didn't answer that? Did anybody else want to answer that?
In relation to everything they said, I agree. But I probably would ask, how long, Lord? How long before your return? Because, it's crazy down here. So how long?
I don't want to know that.
What if he tell you you won't live to see it?
Oh.
Okay. I'm ready.
No, you can let it be 150, but...
I don't want to live that long. That's too much.
Now, especially if you broke down. I don't want to live 150 years broke down.
No other way. Like, what's the optimal thing you could be doing at 150? Waking up?
Feeling. Always taking the medicine.
Right. Your family trots you out every birthday, put you on Facebook. Oh, here's 149. You're like,
drinking a glass of wine.
I was say if I'm broke down, I'm good. You know, you ain't got to. I ain't got to be that old. I don't want to be old and broke down.
And like I say, I do apologize if I ask a question and somebody doesn't get to answer it. What's the next movie? Anybody?
It's a thriller.
I'm gonna say you.
We got multiple things. So it kind of depends on the visionary, you know. But we got stuff in the works. So we got a thriller that's ready to go. We got a series that's ready to go. We have multiple things that's ready to go. So it's on the visionary.
Okay. What's the series about? Can you disclose that?
Is Charles frozen?
No. No, he just ain't saying shit.
No. Y'all are doing a wonderful job.
The series is a confession. If you haven't already seen the movie, you got to see the movie so you'll know what's going on.
Okay, bet. All right, when you gonna drop the thriller? Because there ain't too many black filmmakers making thrillers.
It sure isn't.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna shoot. I'm looking at shooting the thriller next month.
Okay.
May. We're looking at shooting the thriller next month, and our goal is to shoot the TV series. Because, like Brandy was saying, the next one is Confessions, and our movie Confessions. The change subject real quick, but I know when you look up confessions, it's 1,000 names of confessions.
Yeah.
So I've changed the name to Deadly Confessions.
Okay.
So people can look us up. It'd be easier to look up when you type it in or whatever. So, but that's going to be a series as part two, but the first season of a series. And we're looking at July to August for that one, because that's going to take about 20 to 25 days to shoot. So that one's going to be kind of serious versus your regular Detroit 8-day, 10-day, you know, may take 30. Because we believe, and us collectively as a team, we believe that we always try to do, we only try to outdo ourselves. You know, so our last movie was Love All Over Me. And we've done a wonderful job. The whole team did. Now we're coming. Our goal is to top that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, of course, the thriller's next. We're going to try to top it with the thriller. Then we'll go on top of that. So, like, we plan on being here for the long haul. And the end goal was really to try to get a deal. And we all know that it only takes one. It only takes one. My bishop taught me that all you need is one person to like you. It takes one movie, one thing,
yeah,
to get you where you really need to be.
Yeah.
So until then, we'll keep learning because it's a process. You know, I can't rush God's process. What I can do is keep working, and that's what we do together. We keep working, and I believe that once we get there, you know, because it still can't work out though. We're not far in my vision, but my belief. But once you see it on there, once you see something, it could be the thriller. The thriller could be it. The series could be it. The one after that could be it. Mm-hmm. But best believe that we are gonna keep working and keep pushing until that time comes.
Okay, so really as far as like choosing a director. Is that based on, like, how do you base that choice? Let me just put it that way.
Well, I've directed the last couple, and that's because I was involved in writing. So, but with Confessions, I was involved in writing it, and Love All Over Me changing from a book to a script from Danielle Marcus. Shout out, Danny.
Yeah.
But I was a part of the writing process when it came to being a script. So when it's time to direct it, I know what I'm looking for because my hand wrote it. If it makes sense.
Yeah.
But the goal, as we move forward and you know, thank the Lord bless us above and beyond, of course, I look to hire directors to come in who have names, because I know a lot of that plays a part in your deal. Having certain people in certain places. Like the guy now, he's so hot, everybody want him from Get Out. What's it, that fruit? Is that Fuqua?
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Antoine Fuqua.
Antoine Fuqua.
Mm-hmm. But now he's one of the top. Now he's one of the top after Get Out. Even the white folk like, nah, because the black folk run around. So, but like I said, he was independent for many years.
Mm-hmm.
But he
ain't do Training Day.
He wasn't part of.
He did.
Okay. He was part of. Yep. Mm-hmm. So he's been
mainstream for a minute. Yeah.
He's been mainstream, but he came from being independent.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. No, we're just following the same path. A lot of greats went through first too.
Okay. How do you? All of y'all have a very strong faith and religious background. How do you juxtapose that with making a really secular movie?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, even though the movies that have been produced so far have been quote unquote secular, they still have a undertone or foundation of faith to them, because they have some redemptive factors to them, or you have characters that, you know, encourage other characters in the faith and things like that. So there's still a foundation of faith, even though they may be considered technically secular movies. And then we haven't used profanity. You know, a lot of the movies out there use a lot of profane language, and we don't feel the need to have to do that to be able to put out a good project.
Oh, well, damn. Y'all should have told me that. I wouldn't start. I would. Now I feel bad. Y'all gonna be like, don't watch that interview. That dude was horrible.
Hey, listen. It is what it is.
Right.
I mean,
that's not to say we don't. It's not to say we don't watch R-rated movies. We watch R-rated movies.
Well, you know, I don't you
but
know.
It's nice to see that the movies that we make, our children can watch them. You know, it's not nothing that they can walk in a room and we gotta say, cut it off.
You know. Okay, that's dope. But if that came, that movie was to come across your desk, is that something that you would do?
If that type of movie came across, and that was a budget came from BET, HBO, is that a real question?
Absolutely.
But see, what you have to keep in mind too is that even though we're rooted in our faith, real life is real life. People go through temptations. People go through things with drugs and sex and violence. That's real life, you know? And so even when you're not telling a story that's, you know, in the church and just the whole scripture, you know, just throughout, you're still telling somebody's story. This is somebody's testimony that they've gone through or something that they've dealt with. So I don't see that as a negative, to be rooted in your faith and still present to the world what the world is going through.
That's it.
Come on, Brandy.
Listen. Okay, Brandy. You gotta tell us.
And apparently, I don't know who Miracle is.
All my people on here. Hey, Miko.
I know they showed up and showed out for you. They're like, come on, Brandy.
Look, I text that link like,
hey, well, y'all don't forget to subscribe and like and share.
My cousin, my best friend.
What all that other stuff is. Have y'all seen the previews for the new animated series for Good Times?
Yes, I just
saw it. No, I haven't seen it. No.
Yeah, on Netflix.
Yeah, the look on your face is saying you don't like it.
Oh, Lisa.
I don't know how you just turned to the side.
Maybe, I don't know because
maybe,
I didn't
maybe it was the good
phone.
Times. Yeah, maybe it's the good times, people. Yeah.
That shook her up. That shook her up.
But turn your phone back to. Hold on, Lisa. Hold on 1 second. Turn your phone back to the side or turn it.
Look,
just turn it for me. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, there we go. All right, that'll work. And I'm sorry. Go ahead. I just want you. You know, I don't want people looking like this to see you.
First of all, I didn't even realize it was going to be animated until I was like, oh, it's animated. And I'm like, oh, okay. But, you know, I'm going to watch it because I just want to see, you know, what it's about.
I can't hear.
You can't hear? I'm not sure what you did, bro, because you went away and came back and couldn't hear.
Yeah, I can hear.
Anybody else having that issue?
No.
Okay. Can somebody text him to say mute himself and unmute himself? Maybe that.
Why is he doing this?
He's letting us know he can't hear.
I know this.
But you know, like I don't have like a link. There you go. Did that work? Yeah, because you did that, and when you came back, you couldn't hear nothing. Although, I will say that preview, it looked hella Sambo-ish. It just.
Oh, I hear y'all now.
Yeah. It didn't look like something I want to watch.
But I try to give stuff a, you know, give it a chance.
I don't. No. If you making us look bad as a community off rip,
I know.
I'm not watching that. And you somebody, know,
I haven't seen it.
Like, and yeah. I 50 Cent got one of the best albums ever, but I think that his direction is very one sided.
Okay.
And what he puts out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in doing so, you know, yeah, is he making money and doing a lot for other black people individually? He sure is. But collectively, right. He is adding to a stereotype that a lot of us have tried to shake for years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't watch some of that shit. I just don't.
Yeah. And then it's just like, enough is enough. It's like, we had the show, they did a live of it, and now, you know, it's just some shows, you just leave them alone and let them stay back in the 70s. They show enough reruns of it. It's just like, move on to something else.
I haven't seen it, but it's...
So what, like, does it look like a Fat Albert type thing?
Yeah.
I was thinking PJs.
Yeah. It's a combination. I'm gonna say a combination.
Yeah. I mean, ain't no real difference to PJs and Fat Albert. They look the same.
And what is it on?
Netflix, I think.
Netflix.
Yeah. That's one thing I talked to Lisa about. I think I said it to Tanya. Man, I wish they would leave our classics alone, man.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they would leave our classics alone because baby, Color Purple wasn't the Color Purple, baby. I ain't see Celie like I seen Celie in 1983.
Yeah, whoever had the idea for them to be singing should be publicly taken out.
That's because they based this on the musical and not the movie.
Yeah,
they based it on the musical.
Imagine if they tried to look. If they try to mess with what Love Got to Do with It, I'm going down there myself. Boy.
No, if they start having if they got a singing Roots coming out, the revolution will start then.
Let's see how they can sing now.
Yeah, we got to
go down, Moses.
Right.
My foot.
I'm sure there is some guy in some office somewhere trying to figure that out. Because they slowly trying to take us back.
Yeah, they're trying to go back and
or keep us in these stereotypical type of settings, you know. I just watched that movie. What's that movie with American Fiction?
Mm.
And after I watched it and saw that he wrote this book just as a, you know, mockery, really, just to see if they take it, and they took it because that's the type of stereotype that they put us in, you know, like, uh-huh. This is what should come from black people, like, we shouldn't put forth really good stuff, and you know, and that's what they consider good stuff is when we're in a stereotypical setting of black people.
So Tubi, has it helped or hurt the black community?
I think movie making wise it's helped because it's a platform where people who desire to do movies and have that type of art form can get it out there. So I think it's helped in that sense, but in the sense where, you know, it's still a lot of stereotypical stuff, you know, it just is what it is.
Yeah. Y'all niggas got to stop making these drug movies. Like, bro, we've seen it. I'm sorry. You know. Actually,
but
I'm
Detroit
not.
On the map, though. And
everybody knows Detroit got a ton of movies on.
You know what? I will say that it has given Detroit an industry that most of us didn't see coming. And Detroit, being the hustle city that it is, has taken full advantage of it.
Oh, yeah.
Because now I'm starting to see, like, who was that? Murder Paint. Matter of fact, Thomas L. Harris directed a Christmas movie.
A Very Hood Christmas.
Hilarious movie. Like, a movie you could watch with your family. It was very, you know, and it didn't look like some dudes around the block, you know, sold an eight ball and made a movie. You know, it looked like something that you could be proud of. And I'm seeing that more and more. I'm seeing the standard of quality increase to a level that is way beyond anything I thought would happen. Fair? Is that a fair assessment or no?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the more you put out... Go ahead, Chuck.
No, go ahead.
I think the more projects are put out that are of good quality, then it makes others step up their game, you mm-hmm. know? And the fact that even Tubi is putting certain qualifications on what they're starting to accept now, that's going to make them step up their game as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
As far as Tubi, I know that it's a great platform, and it's actually the first platform that the African Americans were able to show their art. How good the art is or how not it is up to you. But we never had an opportunity to put something up there, put something on TV. We didn't have no opportunity to go to no Hollywood. We could walk down the stars, step on the stars, but we couldn't get in those type of places. Like you really had to be connected or be of another race or do whatever they do behind closed doors to get there. Tubi gave us an opportunity to have our stuff seen. Now, a lot of things, I agree, are not filmed right at all. But that's because the lack of knowledge. That's because the lack of not knowing what to do. Like you said, we're a hustle city. They'll take anything and run with it. And Tubi has paid people wonderfully. That really happened in the pandemic. Because everybody was at home, everybody was scared. So all they do is watch movies. So you got some people who was around that time, Lisa Brown, you got Dennis. You got some things that was around at that time that did great because, you know what I'm saying, like I said, with the pandemic. But now moving forward, like Tanya said, and they know everybody knows as well, now Tubi just took off a couple hundred movies like four weeks ago. You know, because Fox 2 got it, and a new lady who had something, she got in the office November, and she's making the change. So they removed about 100 or 200 mm-hmm. movies. And like Tanya said, they're making certain standards have to be upheld, which I agree with, because, I mean, all good things don't last forever. You know, you got a chance to get up there. You filmed it with your phone. You made 7,000 to 8,000. Come on now. We should be learning. We should be growing. We should be elevating. And you know, so it's like we said, we battle ourselves. We try to be better than our last movie. Mm-hmm. So that's what we do. And other people should feel like that, because our goal is to get picked up. Our goal ain't Tubi in 2028.
That's right.
Our goal is to be on BET. Right. Our goal is to be on OKFX. Our goal is to be picked up somewhere else.
2024.
Because we put a movie out there so cold, like every twist and turn, they like, because like I said, every woman on this interview is detrimental to the company. We all bring something, and you can't. What I learned in filmmaking, mm-hmm. and that they can speak for it as well. In filmmaking, you can't cheat stuff. It's some things you just can't cheat. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, you really can't cheat nothing. You can't cheat the sound. That's how it's going to sound. You can't cheat continuity, because they know that Apple was on the table. Now it ain't there. That's what Tanya and now Lisa stepped into the second AC, so now she'll be assisting Tanya doing that. But that's important. When you look, you got a blue shirt on. Now you got a white one on. They catch it. Now we got to call the Shayla. You know what I'm saying? That's important. Like, so just me saying quickly that I believe that now it's time to take it to another level, and people got to up their game because we plan on upping our game.
Although I disagree, just my two cents.
No problem.
Because I think that like when Fox first came out as a channel, it was off the backs of black people. Every one of their original shows damn near either was a cartoon or something about black people. And once they start hitting licks,
that was our black channel.
They got rid of us.
But that's what Tubi's doing too. I mean, I'm not. They're doing that.
That was going to be my point. And my point is,
they're doing that because
why isn't the goal not to be picked up by like BET, but for us to have our own Tubi?
See, we can't have our own Tubi because we don't stick together. So yes, we can have our own Tubi, or we can have our own BET. We can have a whole lot of stuff of our own.
Mm-hmm.
If we stuck together.
Okay.
But I mean, and we all could look in the mirror and say, or look at each other and say that we can have a big group discussion about it and agree. But
yeah,
it has to be more than us five, you know, and everybody has to start with themselves. We have to stop pointing fingers and start pointing at ours, looking at ourselves, and I'm going to be the change I want to see. You be the change you want. Now we have to come together and do it. And I think that's something that our company really does, because we stick together and we roll together. Like, there's really no, I mean, I wish you could be on the set with us about 3-4 days. Because
well, just call me, especially if you need an old fat dude with no talent. I can play that very well.
You see, like, we work together like clockwork. We work together, and it just be what it be. You know, it be what it be. Nothing's personal. You know what I'm saying? If nothing like I think who said that? Tanya said that Lisa. For me to be a person, confession showed me that what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Once I split with my partner, confession showed me, like, man, you act like we need you to survive. I don't need you. Man, along we keep God first and keep on pushing, the Lord gonna get us there. So like I said, and just to be able to have, when you're on set, you got 50, 75, 40 people that I have to kind of, you know, and they always tell me, Chuck, don't do too much, Chuck, don't do it. They all tell me, all four of them right there tell you that. So they're in positions to where they handle certain groups. So I delegated to where Lisa handle these certain people. The AD do this. Tanya got these people. And some things just ain't got to be brought to me because I have other things to do as well. Like I said, just work together. Like we care for each other. We take care of each other. Everything. Eat together. Shoot. I mean, we like family.
Well, I don't know who it is, but take somebody some batteries. Because y'all fire alarm is been banging. You know what? I didn't even hear it until Gustav the Great in the comments said something. And now I can't unhear it. you need to yes, seriously. Come on now. Just calm down, bro. Or ma'am. We only got an hour. If people want to get in contact with you, they want to send you a script, they want to be a part of the team, how do they go about doing that?
Brandy?
So we are on social media, Murray Productions. I was actually trying to pull that up before you called me out. we're on Murray Productions. You can follow us on Facebook. You can inbox us there. Our email. I keep track of a million emails. So I'm like, which email? Contact at MurrayProductions313.com. You can email us there. That's, and our website, MurrayProductions313.com. We have that as well. We have several ways to get in touch with us. And we can add you to our mailing list. We can keep you, you know, updated with projects and things that we'll be doing.
Casting calls and all that.
And you will be hearing from me. So, well, my email is Mrs. Archie 61017. Archie is ARCHIE. And that's at gmail.com. So don't block me and put you in your spam or you might not get your email.
And Tanya, what else we've been doing? Tanya, what we do downtown in Belle Isle? What else we be doing?
We do a lot for the community. It's a great thing to be able to get the community involved and show love to the community. You know, we don't want to just be a production company that's just only focused on making movies. You know, we want to make you laugh. We do comedy shows. We want to help the children prepare for school. So we have a community day in the summer at Belle Isle to supply them with backpacks and supplies to prepare them for school. So we want to continue to get the community involved. And, you know, like I said, we'll have casting calls and things like that. We have a white party coming up. So we just, you know, want to get the community involved to be able to celebrate, you know, the things that we're doing with us.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate everybody for showing up. It was a very, very wonderful conversation. And I have to thank y'all. I truly appreciate it. I do. And if you know, when you guys is putting together stuff, send it to me. I'll help you promote it, whatever you got going on. And the comedy joints too, man. You know, hit your boy up with a ticket or something. I laugh, you know. And I'm dead ass. I will show up at the, you know, I would love to come see how y'all get down, how y'all operate.
For sure.
I'm very, very interested in that. So keep me posted, man. Thank you again, Charles.
Well, I don't have your number. You want to give Lisa one of them your number, or how to get in contact with you?
Okay. Oh, well, I'm not about to do it live, bro.
Okay.
I don't need that energy.
Put me on your show. Put me on your show. Put me on your show.
But Delano definitely has reached out to my manager, so he know how to get in touch with her. I'm Intellectually Petty Radio on Instagram. Just DM me and I'll shoot you my number too. Okay.
Okay. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you guys. Any last words before we go? Anything? Y'all good?
Don't watch Confessions and Love All Over Me on too.
That's it.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Promote that shit. Baby. Yes.
Yes. Amazon Prime, all that.
Yes. Oh, yes. Amazon Prime. Oh, damn. Yes. Okay.
That's how we got us, Canada, you know. So you ain't even got to be in the U.S. You be on a trip. Yeah. Like, I'm going to Love All Over Me, baby.
Y'all make sure y'all go check them out, you know. Murray Productions is here to stay. Y'all make sure that's y'all correct. Get out there and y'all support in every way possible. Y'all got merch or anything like that? Y'all got merch?
Yeah.
Not officially for the masses, but I'm sure that will come. We have our community events. We do have merchandise available. So when you see this logo,
the Shayla.
Okay.
You got
a
sweatshirt.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
I like this sweatshirt. This sweatshirt is dope. I like that. All right. Anyway, on that note, y'all have a great day. Appreciate everybody in the chat. Especially Brandy's whole family. Love to see the support. That is a beautiful thing, man. Just good to see y'all loving on our people. Anyway, on that note, this has been another episode of Intellectually Petty Radio. I am Jobs, and y'all have a good one. We out.
You too. Bye. Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
What are them balloons?